Everyone agrees, bacon makes everything better. Even marketing. This is the Bacon Podcast, where you'll learn to cure your marketing.
And make your business sizzle.
Can't believe I said that.
Internet marketing. Online marketing. Social media tips and techniques. Now, to help you bring more bacon home, the master of marketing sizzle, Brian Basilico. This is the Bacon Podcast.
Welcome, everybody. I'm your host, Brian Basilico, and this is the podcast where you learn to make your business sizzle online. So are you ready to fry up some new business? I want to ask you a question. How many websites does your business have? Currently, I've got 18. 18 individual websites for 18 different audiences trying to grow my business on the internet. Most of the time, it's hard enough just to do one. I've done close to 1,000 websites, and I have over 150 WordPress websites sitting on the internet now. And that's because what we're trying to do is get people to pay attention to our messages. We're not here to learn about specifics of websites. There's tons of things to learn, but the key question I want to ask you is, why do you need a website? Why do you need a website? And that's really simple. You want people to pay attention to your messages. You want to be found on the internet. You want to be considered as one of the options when somebody picks up their cell phone and says, you know, I'm looking for this product or service. Or they're looking at their iPad, or they're looking at their desktop computer, at work, at home. It doesn't matter. The key thing is the internet is your 24/7 sales organization. So when we look at websites in its most basic form, what are they? Okay, they're code. And there's lots of different forms of websites. I mean, they can be static HTML, they can be PHP, they can be Drupal, they could be WordPress, they could be Joomla. Don't do Joomla. But there's a whole bunch of different opportunities for you to be able to create these. Now, there's tons of free options out there. Okay, we've got Wix.com, Web.com. If you go to GoDaddy, they have Website Tonight, which is super cheap. There's lots of cheap ways to do this. But the key thing is that you want to control your own message. You want control of what you are putting on the internet. If you go to one of these free sites and they decide one day, we're shutting this down, your stuff is gone. And I mean gone. Like you can't get it back anymore. So when you rely on free things like WordPress, some people even say that I don't need a website. I do all my marketing on Facebook and LinkedIn and all that other stuff. Well, guess what, people? You don't own that. So that's why you need a killer website. You need to have control of it, you need to manage your own messages, and you need to make sure that it's up to date. Nothing says you're up to date like scrolling down to the bottom of your website and reading the copyright that says, copyright, 2006. Does that sound current to you? No, it doesn't. It sounds like your messages are old, that your products are old, or your services are old. What you need is copyright this year. You want to make sure that the stuff is updated on a regular basis. So what defines a killer website? Well, in most cases, you're not going to be doing an e-commerce website. I mean, unless you're selling things online. If you are, that's a topic for another day, and we'll talk about that later on. But most websites are a brochure. They're just like the print brochures that we used to pass out when we went to visit people face-to-face that came in the mail, probably still do. Brochures are not dead, but what a website is exactly that. It's a brochure, but there's so much more to it. First and foremost, you have to be an air traffic controller with your website. What do I mean by that? When somebody shows up at your homepage, you say, okay, here's my content. What most people do is they'll put in like this long list of everything that they do, and it's confusing. It's not straightforward. What an air traffic controller does is the plane says, I want to go somewhere, and the traffic controller says, here's how you do it. Here's the coordinates, the altitude, the level, the direction, everything. The air traffic controller guides the plane to its ultimate destination, and that's your job. You need to be that air traffic controller. When somebody gets to your webpage, the first thing you have to decide is, who are they and what do they want? So you give them options. If they're a novice, pick A. If you're intermediate, pick B. If you're experienced, pick C. If you want donuts, pick A. If you want bagels, pick B. If you want croissants, pick C. But the thing is you have to give them options to pick. And then what happens from there is they get to a second page. When they get to that second page, you can tell them about your donuts, your croissants, your whatever it is that you want. But the thing is that at that point, there's a decision to be made. Am I going to drive them further? Or am I going to get them to do something? And then what is that something? In some cases, it's click for more information, maybe to download a PDF. In other cases, it might be pick up the phone and call us for more information. In others, maybe you just want them to sign up for your email list so they can get future information about what you do and stay in touch with you. Maybe it's going to be download your PDF report or free ebook. But the key thing is you need to tell them, I want you to do this. This is what a call to action is. That's what you're expecting them to do. And you hope that you can convert them to do what it is that you want to do. So be the air traffic controller. Lead them where you want them to go. Tell them the plan right away. I want you to click here. I want you to do this. And then you get the expected results. So what's a homepage for? Your homepage is your menu of options for them. It's your first impression, and I've heard this numerous times. Some people say you get 10 seconds, 5 seconds, 8 seconds. It doesn't matter. It is the options that they get to pick and choose what they want and where to go next. Now, if all the information they're interested in is below the fold, meaning they've got to scroll down to get to it, you've lost them. That top piece has to make real clear use of what it is that you want them to do. And it may be just learn more about what we are, who we are, how we work. If it's a nonprofit, our programs, it doesn't matter. But the key thing is you have to guide them through that process. And then finally, you want to get them to a point where your call to action stick out. And guess what? We want them to act on them. So now I want to talk about the 5 web pages every website needs to have. And generally, they're in this order, too. The first one is your homepage. We've already covered that. We don't have to dig deep. The next one, though, is your about page. Who are we? Who's on our team? What do we do? What makes you the expert? What makes you stand out from the crowd? The third one is your products and services. It can be more than one page, but the thing is it has to be defined that every product has its own page. Every service has its own page. There's lots of reason for this for both Google and the end user. But you want to make sure that you list out what products or services you have and then create a separate page for each one of them. And every single one of them has to have that call to action. The next thing is about building trust. And those are testimonials. So you want to create a page where your customers are stark raving fans, where they're constantly saying that you underpromise and overdeliver, you have the greatest thing since buttered bread, whatever it is. But the thing is you need people to give testimonials about who you are and what your business is so that other people will get to trust you. And then finally, there's a contact us page. Now this contact us page should have everything on it. It should have your phone number, your cell phone, your text, your email, all of your social media. As a matter of fact, you're probably best off having most of that stuff on every single page. One of the biggest mistakes I see people make is they bury their contact information. So make sure that at the top of every single page is at least your phone number and your email address. So that is why you want to have a killer website. Let me tell you a little piece of truth here. Websites primarily are there to create human contact. They're there to generate a phone call or an email because unless your website is selling something online, unless it's e-commerce, it can't make a sale. People make sales. So you need to create a tool that gets people to pick up the phone, fill out a form, email you, text you, find you on social media, but something along those lines. So what do you want your website to do? Make you money? Build your customer list? Grow your audience? Whatever it is, you have to make the decision on how that's going to happen, and you have to show people how to do it. You have to be the airline traffic controller. You have to have great calls to action. And most importantly, you have to have a clear vision of what the end game is.
Well, that's it for today's Bacon Podcast. We hope you enjoyed it and learned something today. If you did, please go to iTunes and give us a review. We appreciate all your feedback and comments. If you have any questions, go to www.baconpodcast.com/questions, and we'll make sure we get those answered for you. Till next time, keep sizzling.